So let me start this with a question. Who would you consider to have more of a heroic profession? Firefighters or construction workers? Now, the easy answer here is firefighters are widely recognized as being way more heroic in doing these amazing things and saving lives and families from burning buildings. But in reality, more lives are saved by the men and women building fireproof houses than the firefighters running into burning buildings. Now, how does this relate to your fitness business? You know, it's no secret that being an entrepreneur requires a chaotic lifestyle and maybe a draw towards the challenges and the fires that you face, you know, building a successful business. But the most successful fitness businesses and entrepreneurs in general are not those that get their kicks off fighting fires. They are the ones that avoid the fires from happening in the first place, that can build really long-term businesses. They are turning their businesses into fireproof houses. And especially in the fitness industry, I see a lot of gym owners and trainers get too much of their significance in the world through, you know, the heroics. They're the guy that saves the day. They're the guy with all the answers to every single problem. They need to be in the spotlight. When instead, if you want a lifelong career in the industry, you've got to learn how to avoid those fires in the first place. I'm going to show you three tools that you can install in your business right away that will start to avoid those fires that need to be put out and help you build a longer lasting and more successful business. So the first thing I'll say about this, if I was to sum up this whole point, is one of my mentors has a saying and he says, getting rich is boring. And it kind of falls into that shiny object theory where, you know, us as entrepreneurs, we get excited about new things or new exciting challenges and things like that more than what's worked in the past. You know, we typically get bored of what's working before it ever stops working. There's a famous quote by Henry Ford where he's walking around the office and he sees an advertising campaign has been sitting on a wall ready to be released for weeks. And he walks by it enough times and he goes to the marketing department and he's like, hey, when are we going to change up these ads? We need something fresh. We need to get some more business here. And he's like, I'm just sick of looking at this thing and we need something fresh. And the ad guy's like, we haven't even run that ad yet. So that's a good example of ways that entrepreneurs can tend to get bored before the thing stops working.
Hey guys, just a quick break to tell you that if you would like to see more content from this channel that isn't just listening to my voice, go on, check out our YouTube channel. Just search Little Jim Big Heart and you'll see more visual and the full experience for everything that we talk about on this podcast. Thanks again for listening and let's get back to the show.
I want you to install these three things into your business to help you avoid fires from happening and help you get rich, even though it might be a little bit boring. So the first thing, it has to do with growing your business. Now, most people think, you know, when they see me opening six gyms in 18 months and growing from, you know, a garage gym to a $1 million single location to now a $3 million, you know, fitness company, they only think about the output on the good days or how hard it must be or how crazy high the output must be. They think of, you know, let's call that the ceiling of ability. And they're like, man, this guy must work 20 hours a day. The truth is I don't. And when you look at outputs, you will have more success by raising the floor in terms of your daily output minimum than you ever will by trying to blast through the ceiling with an incredibly high output on the top end. So it's not about 20-hour days because that will only lead to burnout in a matter of time. It's about not having any 0 days where you never go below a certain threshold of output. And we have one system that I created that's been used over and over in the industry that's helped all of our gyms grow. And it's a system that I call the 4 R's. And it was generated by understanding that not every day is going to be perfect. I'm not going to have, you know, a perfect game every day. I'm not going to close every sale. But as long as I can go into every single day and make one tiny little notch of progress, it will be better than even a slew of my best days or periods. So the 4 R's are doing one microscopic effort that is so small that it's impossible to avoid. The 4 R's is centered around the idea that you want to take some action every single day. And if the action is too big, you're always going to have an excuse not to do it. It's a weekend, you're busy, you don't have time to commit to this big project. So you make the actions so small that there's very, very little reason to ever not do the thing. And it's in four categories of your business. And those are the four R's. So the first is asking for a referral. So the next one is asking for a review, Google or Facebook. The next is a client reach out. So touching base with a current client and checking in. And the last one is a client reactivation. So those are the four categories of your business that if you do one microscopic effort in every single day, will produce more outcomes in your business than having one or two amazing 20-hour days per week, and it'll help you avoid that burnout. And again, I'm going to reiterate, the effort should be almost microscopic. So when I set a scorecard for myself to do this 4R routine, I make a goal to reach out to one person in every category. I ask for one referral. I ask for one review. I ask for one reactivation where I reach out to a former client, and I reach out to one single client. I don't set the bar any higher than that, because if there's more activation effort to even begin that behavior, I'm going to have more excuse not to do it. But what happens is, if you can just get that one message out, you've already pulled up your client list, you've already gotten into the system, so you've already crossed the threshold for activation, the thing that is stopping you from doing the big outcomes, so you're more likely to do more. There's very little times where I've actually only done one of each of the four R's. Once I pull the contact list out, I've got momentum, and momentum is incredibly powerful. So if you make a commitment to growing your gym, it is much better to raise the floor of the minimum standard of work every day than it is trying to put out some massive effort one or two days a week, or, you know, just grind it out until you produce this incredibly high output. So just commit to ask for one referral, one review, one reactivation, and one client reach out. You will do more, but be okay with just one. So if you just do that, your output will be incredibly higher. I've seen this work in my business and all of my seven locations, and I've seen it work across the industry with everybody that's implemented it. Create that scorecard for yourself and hold yourself accountable to accomplishing those four R's. Number two is keep a log of what are called your unique and repeat problems. So I can't tell you, I've been in this industry for 12 years, how many times we have spent time solving the same problem over and over and over just because nobody fucking wrote down how we solved it in the past, or we didn't remember in the moment that we had solved it in the past. So as early as you can, you want to create a book of repeat problem solves. And whether it's just a yellow notepad or, you know, more of a formalized document, you want to have something that you can refer to remember the solution to whatever problem comes up. So if you see a problem come up more often on your scorecard, you've already got the solve. You can eliminate that discussion from your leadership team meeting. And every time you do solve it, keep a record of the actual results. So, you know, let's say it's a customer complaint that comes up about your prices or one of your policies in the gym. The solve should be something that equals or leads to a happy customer. That would be providing good customer service. Outline that exact process, detail what happens. The next time it comes up, you snap your fingers and say, that's what we do. Detail the outcome again and use data to drive those decisions. So stop trying to put out fires with creative solutions every single time they pop up, and just build the solution in advance based on the data from the previous times you solved it. And the last thing is, whenever you're rolling out new projects or new initiatives, you want to do what's called a pre-mortem and an after-action review or a post-mortem. Now, the pre-mortem can be summarized in the way I call it in my business is, how do we fuck this up? So when we're launching a new program, when we're running a new challenge, we're running a new marketing campaign, we're adding a new service, we're hiring, anything that has high stakes, we always want to do what is called this pre-mortem, and just make a list of all the ways we could fuck this up. Just by taking that lens and looking at, hey, 30 days from now, let's say this thing totally bombed. What has happened that were the case? And you make a list, and then you try to find systems and solutions in advance before it potentially bombs. Not having that foresight is what leads to most campaigns failing and just assuming that things are going to be easy. Whenever we think of ourselves in the future, we never actually think about all of the obstacles and challenges and people issues that are actually present in our everyday lives. So this exercise, whether you do it individually or as a team, is incredibly powerful for any new campaign, new initiative, new service that has some sort of stakes involved for your gym. Now on the back end, anytime you run a campaign, you want to do what's called an after action review. And I'm going to give you the steps to it. But I'll also tell you, if you go to my website, which the link is right here, you can download our after action review report that you can print out and use for your own business, which we have used over and over and over for all of our campaigns.
Hey everyone, just wanted to take a sec to say thanks for tuning in. Listen, if you're digging the show, it would mean a ton if you could give us a quick rating and review, maybe even share it with a personal trainer that you might think would benefit from the program. We really appreciate your support. So let's get back to the good stuff.
This is how you do an after action review for any big project, big challenge, or even at the end of a quarter where you set big goals for yourself. You start with what the project or the goal was, what the intended outcome was, who was involved, and you know, any systems or process, any notes that you may need to add in there. Then you have four questions that you want to ask. The first one is, what do you want to keep doing? So what went really well? What would you like to repeat the next time? What would you like to keep doing with this system? And come up, just do a minute in each block. So if you're doing this by yourself, you may want to do a 5-minute brain dump in each one of these questions. If you're doing it as a team, ask everybody for 1 minute to just jot down everything they say, and then you compile all the responses into one document that you store and save for later. Number two is, what do you want to stop doing? So what are the things that didn't go well? Or what are the things that maybe did well, but you don't want to do again? So the third question you want to ask is, what would you like to start doing? And this is like, what are the things that you felt like was missing or could have been better or that you wanted to do next time? This is where you're going to get the most traction and creativity and ideas generated, because you're going to be just coming off of this event. It's important to do this as close after the event as possible, or the project or goal, because you're going to be fresh. You're going to be like, man, I wish we did X. I wish we, you know, executed on this better. So list all the things that you want to start doing the next time you do this. And finally, the iteration that I've added that I like the best is, if there were no limits and money was no object, what would we do that would make this epic? How could we just level this up to a Disney World extreme, something maybe so unrealistic? This is a really good creative exercise. It's called yes and thinking. So avoiding any limitation. So there is no yeah, but in this discussion. You just want to go so big and so epic and so extreme that it almost seems comical. So I'll give you an example. We have done this for challenges that we've run. Maybe it's a fat loss challenge. And at the end of this, you know, some of the ideas that come out of that are like, we should do a parade downtown for the winner of this challenge, where all of the participants carry the winner over their shoulders. And you know, we have the local Westchester University band playing and marching down the street and celebrating like this major accomplishment. Something so completely outrageous that is even ridiculous to say out loud. But then you just work backwards from there, and you work backwards and say, all right, well, that shit's not possible. What could be possible? And a lot of times you find that just experimenting with that yes and thinking, that plus one thinking, you find like a level that's way above what you would have if you went into the exercise with a limiting factor. So that last block is usually like a fun, you know, engaging conversation piece if you do it with your team, or just a fun way for you to shift your thinking. But the key here is, you do the exercise. You do the after action review. You report on the results of the event. You report on what could be better, what you should stop doing, and you save it and use it for future reference. So if you want to build a fireproof business, and one that maybe is more boring or doesn't activate your adrenaline as much as, you know, going in and being the hero fighting fires, you will install those three elements into your fitness business as soon as possible.